Last Chance Cafe, written by Liz Bursky and read by Marie-Louise Walker. At 6 o'clock on Sunday evening, Dot is preparing to draw the cork from a bottle of wine and is reflecting on the pleasure of that chance meeting with Margot. Their conversation, the frock shopping, and all the memories it has revived. But her pleasure is tinged with anxiety. What must Margot think of her after that bungled attempt at a protest? How ridiculous she must have looked. A ridiculous old woman making an exhibition of herself. She would never have done that in the old days. It would have been a proper group action. It's a sign, she thinks, that she's been spending too much time alone since she got back. And then she made it worse by talking to the journalist from the Sunday paper who had phoned yesterday afternoon. "Someone just emailed us a picture from the shopping centre," he'd said. "My editor recognised you, but we're not sure what you're protesting about." So off she'd gone, ranting on about shopping malls and cosmetic surgery and makeovers and God knows what else. Margot will have a fit, Dot thinks. But with any luck, it'll be tucked away on an inside page and she won't see it. She hasn't been able to bring herself to go out and buy a copy to check. Margot's right. A blog might be the thing. At least it would be a start. But the first thing to do is to nut out what she's going to aim for. Dot picks up her glass, but as she takes her first sip and settles down to watch the news, the doorbell rings. She pauses, weighing up the possibilities. Almost 6:30 on a Sunday is not a time for door-to-door salespersons, not even those selling religion. She pads softly on socked feet along the passage to peer through the spy hole in the front door. A man, tall, youngish and wearing a black jacket and jeans, is standing with his back to the front door, facing the street.